The Magic Detective, starring the world's greatest magician. He tells you the inside story of The Vanishing Pearls.
Sometime between last week's episode and this one, J.J. Jacoby Jacenzi reluctantly sought the help of his colleague, Catafalque Green, in ascertaining the exact nature of the doll, the mysterious stone held within it, and the maker's assessment of the chance of a full repair. Dear reader, as we all know, the Sooth deck is hashtag not magic. So I will leave it to you to assess the reason for Alexei's Sooth draw.
The Jackal, the nemesis of the Mysteries family, the family of stones. A direct quote from the Sooth. The Jackal represents everything Nans fear about Vislay. Threatening displays of destructive power, dark soul-twisting spells, ruthless, unforgiving magic that taps into death, demons, and worse. Nemesis. Stone. Dark magic. Destruction.
Interior. Night. Catafalque's workroom, neatly appointed but cluttered with a variety of arcane tools and strange plants in glass jars. The bark-skinned maker is perched at his workbench, staring at a large, beautiful orb, which has been securely fastened to the bench itself by means of a thin, resinous wooden dowel.
Material Assay 117B, Pearl. The object takes the form of a large opalescent sphere. It looks like a very large pearl, but its density belies that possibility. It's secured to my workbench and appears, for the moment, inert. The object was recovered from the inside of a doll given as a name day present to the only scion of the Silveroon family. For more information, see case notes for Terrible Party Number 2. Examination of the object under thaumachromic lenses reveals an exceedingly faint trace of magic of an unidentifiable color, but the object's invisible mass is significant. My maker's intuition tells me that this is an object of power, but its power output seems negligible, almost as if... Let's examine the surface of the object. I'm hesitant to engage the object directly, so let's see...
Catafalque delicately pulls the glass bell off a plant, so fine that its leaves are translucent, barely more than a network of veins wafting in the air. He picks up a pair of glass tweezers and plucks a single leaf from the plant before closing the bell back over it.
Ah, this will do. An echo leaf swiped across the surface and...
The pearl's luster bleeds into the leaf, quickly staining the invisible flesh of the plant with a smoky opalescence.
There. The object's properties have transferred to the echo leaf. Now... A scalpel scores the surface with difficulty, Mohs scale probably 7 or 8. I wonder if the Mohs scale holds in the actuality now that I think about it. Note to self, investigate concepts of hardness as they relate to objects in Indigo and beyond. Adding silver sliver essence to the leaf, no reaction. Adding viridian ore shavings, no reaction. Adding blue vinegar solute to the leaf, there we go. This is something bound together. Smells like emotion, strong. Tastes like salt? Huh. Tears. Tastes like tears of hope and sorrow. About 30 to 70. Oh, Meldrum will want to know about this. There's something else here, though. The tears taste... Gray? They're hiding something. They're just an outer layer. There's something inside the outer coating. Ugh, I need something that will dissolve this stuff.
Catafalque scans his workbench, pulling tubes of strange caustic agents out of their cubbies and quickly mixing them together to form an eye-watering sludge.
That should do it.
Catafalque dips a rag into the slime and gently rubs away at the outer coating of the pearl-like object.
Time passes.
More time passes.
Finally. A thumbnail-sized part of the interior of the object is revealed.
Oh, good. Something's happening. I was getting very bored. Okay. Core material is gray, pitted, looks lunar somehow. Oh my, the object's thaumachromic output is much higher now. So the tears were refracting it somehow? Dampening it. But what is it? I don't have time for this. I need to see what's inside this thing.
Overcome with frustration, the Maker snatches the pearl from its safe confines and drop it into the bowl of solvent. An astenic flash erupts from the bowl.
A circular hall in 13 parts. The circle will fall when the 14th starts. The ending of all when the new lines are drawn. An unbounded hall when the keepers are gone.
This thing...
A circular hall...
Made to destroy... Parts. So slowly... Like a river wearing down a mountain... Oh, God, the jackal! The essence of treason! He did something to the stone! Forced occlusions into it, changed its essence! Oh, God, my head! The keepers! Circular! Unbounded! Oh, God!
When the keepers are gone.
Jisenji!
Be with us next time when the world's greatest living magician tells us the story of the Cellini Statuette.